In the months since Freddie Gray's death and the protests and unrest that followed, Baltimore residents have struggled to make sense of these events. Preserve the Baltimore Uprising, a project of the Maryland Historical Society and several local colleges, aims to provide a better understanding of this very recent history through a public digital archive. Michael Stone, an intern at the Maryland Historical Society, tells us more about this important resource.
Preserve the Baltimore Uprising is a digital repository that seeks to preserve and make accessible original content that was created by individual community members, grassroots organizations, and witnesses to the protests that followed the death of Freddie Gray on April 19, 2015. It is a collaboration between faculty at Baltimore area universities, including the University of Baltimore, Coppin State, Morgan State, UMBC, and Johns Hopkins, as well as public history institutions and local nonprofits like Wide Angle Youth Media. A freely available resource for students, scholars, teachers, and the greater community, Preserve the Baltimore Uprising seeks to ensure that the historical record of these events will include diverse perspectives from people whose lives have been directly impacted by the complex events surrounding the conflicts in Baltimore. Too often, the historical record is defined by official archives. These accounts offer only a limited perspective of the past and do not always empower the voices of ordinary people in American life. Projects like Preserve the Baltimore Uprising hope to break the pattern of silencing and distorting the voices of protest through the time-honored systems of preserving the past. Preserve the Baltimore Uprising is a people's archive where ordinary observers and participants can contribute their perspectives to the historical record. In the future, these perspectives will offer a broader view of what happened in April and May of 2015 and will empower all of us to better understand our past and shape a better future. The archive has been and continues to be built through inviting people to contribute original digital content, including photographs, video, audio, and stories related to memorials, community meetings, rallies, and protests occurring in Baltimore and the surrounding Baltimore County and city neighborhoods. Contributed content is publicly available and is subject to an evaluation process. Some materials that are relevant to the collection may be marked as private and made available only to researchers, such as videos or oral interviews featuring subjects who are underage and cannot give consent. Although we want to preserve the most comprehensive vision of what happened, it is of the utmost importance that we do so ethically. We encourage any listeners to visit the site at BaltimoreUprising2015.org and contribute photographs, videos, interviews, or other digital content and have their voice heard. Please, before you clear your cameras, phones, or hard drives, share your perspective with us and be part of history.
For more information about how you can join the efforts to preserve the Baltimore Uprising, visit BaltimoreUprising2015.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.